Peace and love. This is your girl Shakti the Gypsy, and you are now tuning into another episode of Feed Your Fetish, the show dedicated to be a safe haven to openly discuss all taboo topics that will and do revolve around the never-ending rabbit hole that is sex, our sacred or spiritual energy exchanges. Now, everything we do in life is sex, except sex itself. The physical act of what we often refer to as sex is to manifest, create, and to bring what we want, need, and that which we desire into existence. Now, being that our creative energy and our sexual energy are one and the same, Feed Your Fetish is a show that looks to help guide you into becoming your best creative, sexual, sensual selves. Now, before we jump into tonight's topics, how about we set the mood? So light some candles and turn off the lights, because it's time to feast. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Load up on guns, bring friends, it's fun to lose and to pretend she's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low, hello. Our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 how low, hello, hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now.
Welcome back, and it's time for some freeballing. And for tonight's freeballing, we are going to jump back into our series of the five senses of sex. Now, most of us, while in elementary school, learn about our five senses. They're how we go about learning, understanding, and developing our perception of the world around us. But do you know how the five senses affect your sex life, your spaces of sacred or spiritual energy exchanges? On our last episode of Feed Your Fetish, we discussed our sense of hearing sounds and the roles of our ears and how we utilize our gift of hearing and listening to create with our sexual energy. Now, on tonight's episode, we'll be discussing our sense of smell and how different smells and scents play into our sex lives and how utilizing our noses can strengthen our gift to create sexually. Have you ever taken a whiff of a certain scent and was suddenly reminded of a loved one, an experience, or a past sexual encounter? That's the sensual power of smell. Our sense of smell plays a powerful role in our daily experiences, but rarely do we take into consideration our sense of smell when we think about sex. The Etymology Dictionary defines smell as to emit or perceive an odor. Reminder, smell is known for its power of association. The act of smelling can conjure up emotions and memories from the experience we've attached to specific odors and scents. And we perceive odor through the power of our noses. So whether you realize it or not, you choose your significant other, your one night stand, your moment in time, in part with your nose. Our noses will lead us in the direction of a lover, subconsciously responding to the other's dissimilar immune systems. So I'm speaking on pheromones, people. Our pheromones. Pheromones play an important role in sexual attraction. I'm sure you can remember a few instances when you caught the delicious scent of a person you were highly attracted to. Whether it be a lingering scent on a pillow, a sweaty t-shirt, the smell of their neck as you hug. These are all scents that are working to pull you together for a moment, a night, an instance of sexual creation. Women especially secrete an aroma of erotica from their most beautiful private parts, that beautiful yoni power. And smells can profoundly affect our moods and interests. Just like a bad smell can cause us to run from our current setting, or at the very least distract us from being interested in anything else. But on the other hand, the right smells can enhance our moods and even sway our interests. So what smells trigger your sexual consciousness? Perfumes and colognes, candles and incense, the woods or the ocean, body odors, or just the good old smell of sex. Now everyone's different, of course, so take some time to do an aroma test with your partner or your fucking self to see just what it is that may arouse those nose hairs into ecstasy. Because the nose knows. So be sure to use that to your advantage. And on that, we're going to jump back into the sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Just one, let me face trouble with a smile. They just won't let me be.
Welcome back, and let's try something a little different. Let's get anal. Now, that's anal as in analytical. And for tonight's Let's Get Anal topic, I would like to get into the importance of our nose. Our nose that lets us smell. And it's a big part of why we are able to taste things. And we'll get into our sense of taste in the next episode. But our nose is also the main gate to the respiratory system, our body's system for breathing. The nose has two holes called nostrils. The nostrils and the nasal passages are separated by a wall called the septum. Deep inside your nose, close to your skull, your septum is made up of very tiny pieces of bone. Closer to the tip of your nose, the septum is made of cartilage, which is flexible material that's firmer than skin or muscle. Behind your nose, in the middle of your face, is a space called the nasal cavity, and it connects to the back of your throat. The nasal cavity is separated from the inside of your mouth by the palate or the roof of your mouth. When you inhale air through your nostrils, the air enters the nasal passages and travels into your nasal cavity. The air then passes down the back of your throat into the trachea or your windpipe on its way to the lungs. Your nose is also a two-way street. When you exhale the old air from your lungs, the nose is the main way for the air to leave your body. But your nose is more than a passageway for air. The nose also warms, moistens, which I'm not really a big fan of that word, but I felt it would be a great word to describe, and filters the air before it goes to the lungs. And your nose allows you to make sense of what's going on in the world around you. Just as your eyes give you information by seeing, and your ears help you out by hearing, the nose lets you figure out what's happening by smelling. So here's a few tips to decrease the number of threats to your nose and your sense of smell. Avoid carpets as much as possible. Now, it's the only reason I say that is because carpets hold a lot of dander, a lot of dust. Now, I am a carpet person. I admit I am a carpet person, but I am also mindful of how much dirt carpets hold. So this is why I say avoid carpets as much as possible. However, if you are a carpet person like me, clean your carpets as much as possible. Don't let dust accumulate in your house. Clean your home regularly. Clean your space regularly. Clean yourself regularly. Maintain proper humidity levels in your home, in your car. Be mindful of the spaces that you go in. If it's a little colder in those spaces, it may be a little hot in those spaces. And avoid smoking or inhaling secondhand smoke. Now, I myself am a advocate for marijuana, for weed, for THC. So I do partake in my daily dose of smoking in that space. But I also am mindful of how I go about partaking in that space, because I do know that it can affect my sense of smell. Just be mindful overall of what you're allowing within, because it will be smelled throughout. And on that, we're going to hop back into the sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Must be us, the phone, phone, four, foul. See, it's dangerous stuff. If it smells like funk, It must be us. The funk from 12,000 years making stuff. If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk from 12,000 years making stuff.
If it smells like funk, it must be us.
Cause nobody's funky as us. Cause we keep it stinking. We keep it stinking. We keep it stinking. We keep it stinking. Stinking, stinking, stinking.
Under all funk like your headlock in a skunk. Reeking like disease, athlete's feet. The stench didn't come till after this beat. Smelling like draws, no reason, no cause. Put your hands up on the speaker, get smelly as paws. You knew we was coming before we entered the door. Cause you could smell the rhyme when we was walking down the hall. We bring the funk worse than a wet dog. Thinking like fat ladies shitting out logs. We dropping up shit and keep them toilets clogged. Keep the people jumping like them bullfrogs. The first one to smell it ain't the one who built it. Black eyed peas keep the scent flying like Delta. Won't be like onions, you crying. Girl, you ain't lying.
If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk from 12,000 years making stuff. If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk from 12,000 years making stuff.
If it smells like funk, it must be us.
The funk from 12,000 years making stuff.
If it smells like funk, it must be us.
Cause nobody's funny as us. Cause we keep it stinking. We keep it stinking. We keep it stinking. We keep it stinking.
Yo, you fucking with the funk family. The non-fabricated factual faculty. We formulating up in the factory. Focusing on the energy, the fluid flow free. We flawless, everything is fall free. We flourish and we flaunt our flavor freshly. Creepily, we flip through frequencies. And freak MCs, they leave all frantically. But our intentions ought to be friendly. But they fighting when we start the freestyling frenzy. I funk up your flat to your girlfriend B. Filling our anatomy, bringing me flattery. She be digging these rhyme fatties. Beats like cellulite, lyrics all flabby. We bring the funk to your festivities. If you think something's stank, then it must be the thing.
If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk from 12,000 years making stuff. If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk from 12,000 years making stuff.
If it smells like funk, it must be us.
The funk from 12,000 years making stuff.
If it smells like funk, it must be us.
Cause nobody's funky as us. Cause we keep it stinking.
Stankin' MC, stench smells so strong, it's insanitary. Cause you can sense me a mile away, so janky. With the jungle funk sound from Serengeti. Meaty fat, nasty like Miss Fat Booty's tights. Getting dirty like mud fights and dirt bikes. Turning these drawers black that used to be white. And we're shitting on these tracks that you gonna need to wipe. The odor's so contagious that it shows up in your dream. And you could pick me out like food in between your two front teeth, cause you be like in the streets. We got beefy ass beasts that be bumping in the streets. We salty not sweet like stick box feet. Sour underarm funk you ain't washed in a week. And man, we be weekend, every damn weekend. We could all bounce to the funk in the season.
Yeah, that's funky. Yeah, that's funky.
If you smell it something funky, then you know it gotta be nobody other than Apple will let you move. Cause you know that if it smells like funk, then it must be us. If you smell it fat funk, then it must be us. If you smell it something funky, then you know it gotta be nobody other than Apple will let you move. Cause you know that if it smells like funk, then it must be us. If you smell it elephants, then it must be us. If you smell it something funky, then you know it gotta be nobody other than Apple will let you move. Cause you know that if it smells like funk, then it must be us. If you smell it elephant shit, it must be us, 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 us.
How about we play around a bit and get a little oral with some oral play? And let's talk about a little bit of the foods and or liquids that we can consume to provide better health for our noses so that we can heighten our sense of smell. Now, first, I like to start with water. Plenty of fresh, clean, filtered water, alkaline water, purified water is essential to the health of our senses. The body heavily relies on water to perform every function. When we don't get enough, the body robs water from non-essential functions to keep the essential ones going. And this can quickly lead to thick mucus that doesn't flow smoothly, clogs the senses, and encourages bacterial growth in the nose and the nasal cavity. Eating pineapples. Pineapples is rich in antioxidants, which protect the delicate mucous membranes from damage. The enzymes in pineapple also break down the junk that builds up in sinuses and reduce inflammation. Peppers, eating peppers. I'm a big spicy food eater, so peppers, I love peppers. The compound in chili peppers that gives them heat, eases pain, and reduces inflammation and increases healthy mucus production. There is horseradish. Horseradish acts as much the same way as chili peppers do. It reduces inflammation and increases healthy mucus production. It also has antibiotic properties. You can also eat garlic. Garlic and its relative, the onion, stimulate many of the same pathways as peppers to reduce inflammation and pain. Ginger. I love ginger. Contains antioxidants, natural antihistamines, and anti-inflammatories that speed healing, decrease pain, and reduce swelling and congestion throughout the body. Ginger can ease allergies, sinus pain, nausea, and discomfort. And coconut oil. Ah, coconut oil. What Black Girl Magic recipe would be complete without coconut oil? Coconut oil is very good at reducing inflammation as well, and also killing many bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Yes, taking a little Q-tip, putting a little bit in your nasal cavity to kind of clean out the nose, a little bit of soap. Do it to yourself. Give that love to yourself. Take care of your nose. Now, what other ways can we feed our senses? Smelling flowers. Being mindful of the food that we are preparing so that it gives off a great scent. The perfumes, the colognes that we put on. Stepping out into nature and taking a big, deep breath. And allowing the smell of the world around you to cleanse your spirit, your being, your mind, body, and soul. How are you taking care of your nose? And on that, let's jump back into the sex tape. What are you waiting for? Because it's time to feast. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Without windows, away from the sun, no oxygen. I couldn't tell if it was day or night. Away from the sun, growing nowhere fast. Rushing along on the pavement, don't even look at the people's faces. Going places, when an old man said stop, you nearly stepped on a flower. Growing through the cracks and you didn't even notice. Wake up, smell the roses. Life is happening and you don't know it. Wake up, take a moment. Grab it in your hands and own it. I realize our love is like that flower. The neglect and the thing most precious to me. Talking, but I haven't been listening. Static in the noise, been drowning you out. I so wanna be in the future, but I keep tripping over my own shoelaces and these human races. And I'm brought back to now, and the volume goes down. There's peace in his words, as loud as a shout, saying, wake up, smell the roses. Life is happening, and you don't know it. Wake up, take a moment, grab it in your hands, and own it. He said, wake up, wake up.
snap your fingers, that's your life. Not gonna let it pass me by, no.
When an old man says stop, you nearly stepped on a flower, growing through the cracks and you didn't even notice. You said, wake up.
About that time for me to wrap it up and remind you all to wrap it up. Give thanks to anyone and everyone that continues to tune in to Feed Your Fetish. A reminder that Feed Your Fetish is now on YouTube. So YouTube search Feed Your Fetish and you can get more visual dialogue of what's going on in the world of conversations between women in the space of sex. You are loved and you are all very much appreciated. And with that, you've just been fed. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the ride? It's not easy for someone to catch my eye. But I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life, my whole lifetime. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, I'll admit it. You got some shit to say, I'm here to listen. So baby, tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
I've been so into your mystery. Is it because of a history? Are you into me? When it feels so good, but it's bad for you. Can't say I don't want it, cause I know I do. Come on over, I need your company. Craving a synergy. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see you focus, see you so independent. It's hard for me to open up, but I'm in it. You got some shit to say, and I'm in it. Listen, so baby,
tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies. Show me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies. If you're down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Overnight it. Tell me how you down. If you down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down.
Tell me.
Tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
Tell me where your love lies.
Show me where your love lies. Waste a day, spend the night underneath the sunrise.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.